Thank you for joining us for the Jackson Community Scripture Study as we walk our way through the book of Psalms, meeting at St. John the Evangelist in Jackson, Michigan. I'm your host, Todd Gale. Welcome as we walk our way through the book of Psalms.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Welcome aboard. Today, our psalm is going to be Psalm 23 and Psalm 24. Falling on the heels of 22 last week. And we had talked about how Psalm 22, 23, and 24 actually should all be read together. There's a lament that slowly grows to a glory. Before we do Psalm 23, though, I want to take you back for a moment. Actually ahead in time a little bit after the psalm was written, but a parable of the shepherds from Ezekiel, which we've read before. Some of you may remember this. It's in Ezekiel chapter 34. God is not very happy with the shepherds at the time of Ezekiel. He's not very happy with whom? Who would the shepherds be at that time? The priests. So this is right at the end of the era when the southern kingdom is being taken away by Babylon. And Ezekiel's writing during these waves where the slaves are being taken away and corruption is happening and they're stealing away all what's left in Israel. And basically the Lord says this is happening because of the bad pastoring. And he says, in chapter 34, thus says the Lord God, I swear I am coming against these shepherds.
Ooh.
That's scary.
Yeah, it is.
I will claim my sheep from them and put a stop to their shepherding my sheep, so they may no longer pasture themselves. I will save my sheep, he says. I myself will look after and tend my sheep. So thinking about that, let's go and read Psalm 23, which was actually written before, but this must have given the people some solace. At least the people, not the shepherds. Because who is the good shepherd? The Lord is my shepherd, right? Psalm 23. Who would like to read that psalm for us? It's our opening prayer too, so. What is the Lord telling us through the psalm? What's the Holy Spirit telling us? What's
that He'll watch
to trust us. That He wants us?
Courage, strength.
Courage and strength.
Protect.
You need nothing, just Him.
Yeah, that's, amen.
That's trust.
Trust, absolutely. Mm-hmm. If the Lord is your shepherd, what's your relationship to the Lord?
You're close.
We're the stupid sheep. Right? But if he's the good shepherd, what does that mean?
We know his voice.
Yeah, awesome. We know his voice. He will what, Jan?
He'll keep us safe.
He'll keep us safe. And then all the things that it tells us, he'll provide. There's relationship. There's relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. He talks about these green pastures where we'll rest. Oh. So he provides rest. To safe waters I will lead you. And that means a lot to Christians.
Waters of baptism.
Waters of baptism. We always see waters as the waters of baptism, for
yeah,
sure.
Living waters.
To safe waters I will lead you. They're safe, they're living. You restore my strength. So there's healing, too, that the Lord provides. And then, does he just let them go aimlessly?
No.
He guides them, so there's guidance. And why does he guide them? Guide them for the sake
of his name.
Because he loves them.
Because he loves them. Because he is love. Even though I walk through that dark valley of death, right? Mm-hmm. The shadow of the valley of death. Even though, what is that hinting at? Even
Don't
though
be
I
afraid
walk.
Of death.
Okay, so death literally.
Yep.
Okay.
In temptation,
trials, sin. Even though I walk by this valley that's, oh, it's dark, there's shadows, there's death, there's sin. Even though I walk by that, I run and hide, right?
Mm-hmm.
No. I do Do what?
Fear no evil.
Fear no evil. Why do we fear no evil?
Because God is with us.
He's with us. Amen. Your rod and your staff gives me courage. What is that?
His precepts.
Yeah.
His leadership.
His leadership, his laws, his precepts, his
commandments.
His discipline.
His authority.
It's his authority. And then he ends with these beautiful, these beautiful lines. You set a table before me. But everybody is invited to the table except the enemies, which in our perspective would be Satan, and those that have chosen to not sit at the table. They've already chosen. They've made their choice. But we get to eat at the table with the Lord.
You could.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Isn't that just, it's just dynamite.
I know.
You anoint my head with oil.
And the anointing, the sheep get a lot of little flies around their eyes. And the shepherd will put oil on the head to reduce the amount of flies that irritate the sheep's eyes.
How about that? Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, that is.
So there's a practical side to it, but it means so much.
Well, it's that too. Prevention also.
Yeah.
It's a preventative.
That is dynamite.
God takes care of everything.
That is dynamite. I love how goodness and love pursues.
Yeah.
You see that? What does that mean to you? In verse 6. Yeah, he hunts us down, Jan said.
Even though we might walk away or we might go through times of trouble, we know he's always with us.
And we'll be pursued all the days of our lives. And we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What does it mean to dwell in the house of the Lord forever?
Be with him always.
That's to live in the New Jerusalem.
Amen.
Paradise.
Psalm 24. Look at especially how this ends. We're in verse 7 especially onward, but let's read the whole psalm. Who'd like to read that? So, who is the King of Glory?
The Lord.
The Lord. What does that mean to a Jew in the time of David?
God.
So at this point, we refer to it to a great extent as Jesus, right? He's the King of Glory. But they're not thinking Jesus yet. They're not familiar with Jesus quite yet, right? They are applying this perhaps a little bit to the Messiah to come, but they're really talking about the Lord God in the psalm. And what they think, there's a great text note in a different Bible that I've got, that says this psalm apparently accompanied a ceremony of the entry of God invisibly enthroned upon the Ark of the Covenant, followed by the people as they're processing into the temple. So this actually was a psalm they would sing as the Ark of the Covenant is processing through Jerusalem into the temple itself. So even the gates are bowing down before him, even the buildings are bowing before the Lord, right? It's this beautiful image. So when you say that, and then you read back, say, who may go up to the mountain of the Lord? The mountain of the Lord is what? Yeah, it's Jerusalem in the temple itself. It's up on that ravine, up on the hill in the city. Who can stand in his holy place? That's what it's talking about, is the temple. So lift up your heads, O gates, rise up, you ancient portals. So actually the gates and the portals and the buildings themselves are looking up to the heavens and they're bowing down before the Lord. They're giving him homage. Who is this King of Glory? He's the Lord. Isn't that just a great image? So picture the Ark of the Covenant proceeding in. And for us as Christians, we see it as Jesus proceeding in, right? And where is the temple that Jesus proceeds into? Our soul. Everyone say, ooh, right? So who is the Ark of the New Covenant? Yeah, Mary is called the Ark of the New Covenant. Remember, do you know that image of that? Because why?
It's called the Theotokos.
Well, because she's the mother of Jesus.
Right. So why would she be the Ark of the New Covenant?
She
carries him within her womb. So in the Old Covenant, that literal gold, beautiful golden box, what was within it?
The staff and the Ten Commandments.
Ten Commandments? And manna from heaven.
Yeah, manna from
heaven. So you got the bread of life, the word of God, and the priesthood is all within the ark, right? So Mary, we call the ark of the new covenant. Because within her is the bread of life, the word of God, and the priesthood of Christ. Isn't that great? Those are beautiful psalms. Psalm 23 and 24. So the King of Glory comes. The King of Glory comes. It starts with, my God, why have you forsaken me? Right? And it ends with, if you put those three together, the King of Glory comes. The nations rejoice, right? It's just so beautiful.
Thank you for walking the way through the book of Psalms from the Jackson Community Scripture Study.